you need to have some sort of a business outside of your W-2 wage. The question is, what can you do? Well, take a hobby that you have and turn it into a business. If you tie flies, fine, start selling the flies. If you attend the 4th of July parades, go down and get a permit and try and sell hot dogs at the 4th of July parade. Do something. Now, you heard me use the word hobby a minute ago. Hobbies are okay if you can make money with them. However, the IRS has a lot of rules concerning hobbies, and what you call a business and what they call a hobby may be two different things.
Now, many of you have heard probably about the IRS and their hobby loss rules. Let me talk a little bit about that, because recently I've actually had several clients come to me. In fact, I had a client come to me last week and he said, "Ben, I have a whole bunch of cars that I like to collect and I need to set up an LLC for my garage because I spend a lot of money in there and I need to be able to write it off." And I said to him, "Well, how's that not personal?" And he said, "Well, sometimes I use my garage to change oil for my work car that I use to drive to and from work." And I had another client come to me and say, "I have a whole bunch of horses and I have a bunch of stables that I need to write off, and I don't have any income this year, but I have a whole bunch of expenses." Those two things are going to be a huge red flag to the IRS. And the same goes for any other hobbies that you may have, whether it's airplanes or fishing or anything like that. What creates the red flag with the IRS is the losses. They actually track your tax returns. After so many years, if they keep seeing losses come through, that will create an audit red flag. Also, if you have a lot of expenses and very minimal income, that will create a red flag. Because in their mind, you most likely left off a lot of income. Well, in reality, you didn't leave off any income, you just have a lot of expenses related to your business. So they're going to question that. So the reason why the car guy has a loss is because he's writing a whole bunch of cars off, and he's writing off all the equipment that's in his garage. And he charges a couple $100 to change the oil and do some maintenance. So he has very small income, but a whole bunch of expenses. And the same goes for the horses. The lady who came to me, she has a whole bunch of horses and a whole bunch of stalls, and she's paying for feed and tax supplies. She doesn't have any income because she's so busy with her other business that she couldn't charge any clients and she didn't market herself or anything like that. If you have a hobby, it's okay to have expenses. The IRS will allow that. The problem is you can't have expenses that exceed your income, so your hobby should never create a loss and create a tax advantage for you. For example, if you have $5,000 of income for your horse business and you have $20,000 worth of expenses, you can only claim $5,000 of those expenses to zero that income out. So the IRS is saying on your hobby, if you have expenses more than your income, we're not asking you to pay any taxes, but we're also not going to give you a tax benefit for having a hobby. So there's a whole bunch of factors that the IRS will review to determine if you are in fact a hobby. And they often refer to it as an activity not engaged in for profit. So if your true motive and true intent of the business is not to earn a profit, you're most likely a hobby. Let me talk a little bit how that will affect you if your business is deemed a hobby. Suppose, like many people who end up having a hobby, you earn $700,000 on your day job as a W-2 employee earner or through your corporation. If you have a $50,000, $60,000 loss, that's going to significantly reduce your taxes. If you're in the higher tax bracket, that could save you up to $30,000 in taxes. So it's quite a significant tax savings. What happens if you have a hobby? You're limited on the deductions that you can take. You can't take a loss. You can only claim the expenses up to the income that you have. So now you're no longer able to claim that loss that you have. In order to make a determination if you're a hobby or not, there's some factors that you should consider. I'm going to go through a couple of these. One of them is, does the time and effort put into the activity indicate an intention to make a profit? Do you depend on income from that hobby? If there are losses, are they due to circumstances beyond your control, or did they incur in the startup phase? Have you changed methods of operation to improve profitability? So if you have loss after loss after loss, you better be able to explain to the IRS why you keep having a loss and what you've done to try and change that from a loss to a profit. Another question is, have you sought out professional help from advisors to become more profitable? Have you made a profit in similar activities in the past? Does the activity make your profit in some years? And can you expect to make a profit in the future from the appreciation of assets in the business? If you can't answer yes to those questions, you need to change your business operation so that you can. Otherwise, you are deemed as a hobby business and not a business engaged in for a profit.
Actually, you don't have to answer yes to all of those questions, but the IRS looks at those questions to see if you had an intent to make a profit, or if this was just, in fact, your hobby. Now, the fact of the matter is, all sole proprietors intend to make a profit, and over half of them don't. So it isn't really an issue of, am I making a profit? It's more of an issue of, could I make a profit, and is that what I was trying to actually do? Small businesses, sole proprietorships, can be pretty hobby-related and still make a profit.